Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Let's begin with a prayer.
好，让我们用开始用祈祷开始我们今天的课程。
One for Maria.
我们把你在妇女中所赞颂，亲子耶稣同受赞颂，天主圣母玛利亚，你现在和我们临终时为我们罪人，求天主阿门。
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we had a question, didn't we? You gave me at the end of, oops. Yeah, do you have that question?
No.
It's the one about poverty, the throwing the cloth away.
Let me check that. I got sent to you. What is your name? See, it is.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, you sent. Okay. Oh, this last one. Yeah. Okay. Just see the Chinese discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
还有一个就是昨天回答问题，还有一个问题没回答呢，就是。课程之前我先回答那个问题哈，就是说别人扔掉的衣服我们拿回来了，这是不是我们违反我们的这个贫穷神贫圣愿啊？没听清哈，就是别人不要的衣服我们拿回来然后我们用，是不是违反神贫圣愿啊？那拿回来了，反正我不知道，就你用呗。
That sounds very humble and poor to me that you would take the cloth that others throw away.
对他来说，他说感觉那个就是我们就是真的是很贫穷，我们需要，因此我们才把它拿回来啊。
That sounds like it would be a good way to live out the vow of poverty. In fact, in the rule of Saint Benedict, he says that the religious habit should be made of cloth that normal people would use.
那他就在说本土啊。当时他说做那个会议的布料，也就是普通人用的那个布料啊。
And Saint Benedict has in mind that when the monk is finished with his habit, that he could give it away to a normal person, or that when a normal person is finished with their clothes, the monk could use it as a habit.
哦，然后他的原因为什么就是说他们那个会士用的衣服跟平常人一样啊。如果会是衣服不穿了好着呢，哎，可以送给别人，别人也可以穿啊，就是不同的，就是颜色布料都一样的，或者说别人不穿的衣服那个布料回来他一修改也可以做他们的会服啊。
So in that sense I see the practice of taking that cloth that was thrown away as a humble practice in line with poverty.
你说别人扔掉的我们拿回来我们就是用，这也是一种谦逊的一种表现啊，贫穷的实践啊，实践贫穷的谦逊的表现。
Maybe the sister's question is maybe the sister who asked the question is concerned that this practice is something that's particular to her, that she's trying to keep this extra thing.
当然就是修仪问这个问题之所以问可能就是说也许那个衣服很好也许怎么样就是总之呢就是愿意把那些东西呢为自己拥有啊。And
in that case, understanding whether it's in line with the vow of poverty would be a matter of really of obedience if she has permission from the superior to take this extra thing. And that depends also on the rule of the religious order, if there's some restriction against having some extra cloth.
就是这个呢，当然你说有的时候感觉不安，你就跟你岛上去商量。当然岛上的命令你很有去听，就是说，之所以那样的，可能就是也许你护院就跟那个我们知道那个印度的德罗萨修女的，他们就三件哈，三身吧那样的。
When we start talking about the particular details for the vow of poverty, they can be very different from one religious order to another.
当我们在谈这个神贫圣愿的细节问题的时候呢，这个修会和另外一个修会是不一样的，因此具体的细节每一个地方都不同。
I told you that the Franciscan sisters that I showed you are not allowed to have a cell phone. In another religious order, maybe every sister has a cell phone.
昨天给你们看了个图片啊，放几个会那个修女呢，会员只有五个手机，不可能每个人有手机。那在其他的修会，可能是每个人都有手机啊。
And also in some religious orders, a sister would have no money of her own to spend. In another order, the sister might receive a certain amount of money each month, something like that.
据说在国外不同的修会也不一样，比方说有些修会呢，修女身上一分钱都没有，需要什么去申请；有些修会呢，是给修女每一个月给一定的数字，就一定的金额了，让他们去花费啊。
So in terms of the details of the vow of poverty, they really are very different in each religious order.
因此关于这个贫穷神贫圣愿每一个修会呢是不同的。
Saint Francis wanted to have absolutely no money and consider no property to be to belong to him.
那方济各呢，他当时
Saint Benedict is more focused on the detachment of the individual monk, but Benedictine monasteries have a lot of property and a lot of valuable things.
那本土会呢，就是说，让人就是跟这些 财务呢，就是隔开啊这样的情况。但是呢，作为这个会院团体，应该有很多的一些土地啊，其他一些财产，这样大家可以用。So
there are different aspects to the vow of poverty, and they express different dimensions of a community's spirituality.
那当然，他们从不同的方面在体现这个神贫圣愿的精神。
Thank you for that question and for all of your questions. It's very important to speak about the spiritual principles, and it's also important to speak about the details. And so thank you for your questions.
谢谢你们的问题，就说这些细节问题，当然就是大的原则我们会讨论啊，当然是细节问题可能真的有点不同。
I'd like to return now to the vow of obedience, and so I show you a picture of obedience to inspire us.
那我们继续昨天没有完成的，就是关于这个服从圣愿。那么现在看到的这个图呢，也是一种服从吧，啊。
Just to make a general comment, obedience is a very important vow, and it's important really for all Christians.
这个服从圣愿呢，从这个总体来说啊，它是为每一个基督徒，所拥有的，都必须实践，都叫去实践这个服从圣愿。
We can say that the original sin that was committed by Adam and Eve was a sin of disobedience. They did not trust God.
那我们知道说原罪，原罪是什么？就是我们的原祖父母不服从天主的命令啊，就是说这是一个。
And so we are also redeemed by the new Adam, Jesus Christ, who is obedient to the Father, even when it costs him much suffering.
那我们看到了新的亚当呢，就说他跟前面那个完全不同。这个新的亚当是完全的服从啊，甚至呢，服从就是付出很大的代价啊。
So, in our religious life, we follow the example of Christ and we try to heal the wound of sin, of original sin caused by Adam.
那作为我们度这个现实生活的人，我们就是跟随耶稣基督，而且就是克服我们就是原祖父母留下来这个原罪带给我们的后果啊。
And in a concrete way, there are many things the vow of obedience can help to also bring harmony to our religious communities.
这个服从圣愿呢，其实从另外一个方面我们去看的事儿，它也能够带给这个团体的和谐。
For example, when you are painting the walls of the convent, you could paint them many different colors, red or blue or green or white.
那就举个例子来说，比方说你要把你们会院的那个墙啊，要涂一下啊，那你可也可以涂各种颜色，也可以涂不同的颜色啊。
This example is a little bit silly, but just so I can illustrate a point.
就是用这样的一个简单的例子说明这样一个问题啊，当然你跟那小孩一样的涂涂乱七八糟的也可以是好的，和谐就是一样的啊。
Some people have very strong feelings about what color the walls should be, and in a healthy community, we can have some discussions about that, and each sister has a right to express her opinion.
那当然说作为一个修会团体，大家可以一起商量我们这个墙到底要是一个什么颜色的，粉红色的、天蓝色的、白色的，大家可以一起讨论，这样可能会好一些。
But eventually someone has to make a decision, and not everybody may be happy or be in agreement with that.
哎，当然了，就说不管怎样的讨论，最后还要是做一个决定。做决定当然不是每一个人做，就是某一个人去做这个决定，当然这个决定呢，可能让一些人不是那么的愉快啊。
But a good superior is one who listens to all of the sisters and also listens to the Holy Spirit, and then makes a decision that will serve the community.
那当然，好的领导呢，首先要是一个好的聆听者，听一听这个各位姊妹的这个心声。同时呢，也要聆听圣神的声音，这样的话才能够去做一个，利于团体和谐的一个决定。
And this is the way that the superior's authority can serve the community to bring about a decision and so that you can move forward together.
只有说，当你认真的，你就是聆听，圣神的声音，愿意从这个服务的这个角度去出发的时候呢，那才能真正的去。让这个团体变得更好。
This authority can also be abused. A bad superior would not ask the sisters or would make her own decision. Even if the sisters wanted the walls to be blue, she might decide to paint them green.
那确实呢，就是长上呢，有的事儿也可能不聆听，他只是按自己的意愿去做啊。 比方说团体决定说是一个蓝颜色的墙，刷个蓝颜色的，那领导呢喜欢绿颜色的，就是跟大家不一样，我就搞个绿的啊。
As I said, that would be an abuse of authority if the superior simply used her authority to carry out her own will in every decision.
那就是说这个现象呢，就是领导滥用自己的权力啊。
In that case, she has a right to make that decision, and she has to answer to God for that decision.
当然了，作为领导，他可以做这个决定。当然，他这个决定呢，就是不管是好的坏的，最后呢，天主针对的是他这个决定。
That's a situation that the sisters in the community can receive the grace of surrender and trust that God will work through the actions of the superior.
那作为我们呢，就是我们服从，我们接受这个天主的恩宠上啊，这样的一种情况。他做领导，他去做决定，他要承担这个责任啊。
So it may be that the superior is becoming less holy, but the sisters are becoming more holy.
就是说领导呢做的一些事情可能不好，那这样的话就让他变得不是那么的神圣啊？怎么变得就是说不是变得那么好啊？圣啊，不是那么圣。但是呢，当你灵性的时候呢，你自己这样做事情的时候，可能让你变得就。慢慢的越来越接近圣人了、啊、
Of course, the best thing is if the superior listens to the sisters and tries to make the best decision that will serve the community, and then the superior can grow in holiness, and the sisters can grow in holiness.
那当然说，领导也可以去认真的去聆听，为了这个团体的健康的发展去做一个好的决定。那在这样的一种和谐的气氛中，掌上也可能变得比较神圣。那在团体里面的每一个人也同样的可以变得更加神圣。
If authority is used well, then it should be a source of harmony and a source of growth for the community.
确实这个权力的应用，用得好的话就是一种和谐，同时呢也可以帮助这个团体的成长。
English and in Latin-based languages, the word authority is actually related to the word for growth.
那就是不管是从这个英语或者说拉丁语的这个词根去看这个权力，这个英语单词，这个拉丁单词，这个权力这个词呢，跟这个它词根联系到的，就是说那个词是成长啊，跟成长有关系。
If we see authority in the proper way, then we can see that the superior carries a lot of responsibility.
那就是说，要让这个成长的话，这个团体的负责人呢，他要承担很大的一个责任。
Authority is not an award that a superior earns because she is amazing. Authority is really a burden and a service if it's carried out well.
就是说确实这个做呢是一种重担，也是一种服务，而不是领导在享受好像某些权利啊那种情况。
Probably if a sister feels like she wants to be the superior, then she doesn't really understand what the superior is supposed to be.
那有些修女呢，神父也一样啊，就是有些人呢喜欢做这个掌上啊，认为做掌上好，其实他有的时候不知道真正的这个掌上是个。什么意思啊？做掌上什么意思？
So let's we talked yesterday about the perspective of the imitation of Christ and the imitation of Mary when we talk about the vow of obedience.
昨天呢，我们谈到了，就是说服从圣愿，从耶稣的服从、圣母的服从，仿效他们这个两个方面，我们看了看哈。
And now we can look at the dimension of the friendship of Christ.
那我们就看一看，就跟耶稣的这种关系啊，从这个友情这方面去看。
Remember, Jesus said, "If you are my friends, do what I command you."
那就是《若望福音》第十五章的一段话，就说。我如果你是我的朋友，就做我命令我告诉你的去做，我是告诉你的啊。
And we will only do what is commanded of us when there is a real trust. When friends really trust each other, they can tell each other what to do.
那就是确实告诉你要去做一件事情，反而朋友之间呢互相的信赖啊很重要。只有这种信赖呢，人才能够去做对方让自己做的事情。
You can think of the example in the Old Testament of King David and his friend Jonathan.
那我们看一看旧约圣经里边有两个伟大的人物，一个是大卫，还有他的朋友约拿堂啊。
They had a very beautiful friendship, and they then trusted each other with their lives.
对他们彼此的信任，有的时候可以把自己生命交给对方啊。
And this trust that comes through obedience is also necessary for God to form us as one body.
那真的是从这个方面，我们也可以看到哈，天主也通过这样的一种方式，让我们成为一个整体啊。
St. Paul uses the image for the church of a body with arms and legs and eyes.
那圣保罗宗徒呢，他也用这个基督奥体哈这样的一个概念去描述哈，当然就是这个不同的肢体哈，但是还是一体。
You know how important it is for yourselves that your arms and your legs obey your head.
确实，我们自己去想一想我们自己哈，我们的手，我们的腿，这一切呢，它的一切都听这个大脑的指挥。
You can imagine how impossible it would be to live if you had an arm that went one way and an eye that went another way and a leg that went another way.
那你可以想象，如果说这些四分五裂的时候，腿要做自己的事情，手要做另外的啊，眼睛看这儿了，反正就说各做各的，不听大脑的指挥的时候，会是一个什么样的情况？
Sometimes this is what our communities become when there is no obedience.
当我们的团体如果是这样的时候，就是真的是乱七八糟了啊，那不可想象。
We can also think about an orchestra and a conductor, and how important it is that each instrument obeys the conductor.
那我们就看一看那个乐器哈，就是我们说那个管风琴一样的乐器哈，那指挥的，还有这弹的等等这一系列，就是如果不和谐，你想会是怎么样？
And of course, the conductor is in a position to serve the orchestra by reminding each section when to begin their part of the music.
真的指挥啊什么的，真的每一个地方什么时候开始，什么时候结束等等，在高低啊等等这一系列啊，就是音乐的事儿，只有这样的和谐才是完美的。如果不和谐，真的就是很乱糟糟啊。
Or again, if we think about the superior as the head of the body, it's important that the head does not instruct the hand to put itself in the fire.
对，就说。当然了，这个掌上哈，这个脑袋呢，就是指挥，那也不可能瞎指挥哈。说哎，把这手放到火里边烧一烧试试，啊，
So the head really has to be in the service of the body to keep the body healthy and harmonious.
这个头呢，就是要让这个身体保持健康啊，保持一种和谐，而不是破坏。
I share these images with you so that we can have some idea of what it is supposed to look like.
用这些图案呢告诉你，就是说真的服从啊，这个和谐是一个什么样子。
The reality is that things don't always look so beautiful, but we have to strive to make this into a reality.
就说确实让这个和谐呢，要付出一点努力才能够做得更好一些。
Otherwise, we draw our model for obedience from bad examples that we see in the world around us.
就是说有的时候呢，我们服从，我们可能从那些不好的榜样中去学习，那这样的话就学的是一种不好的。
We don't want to follow the example of maybe the head of a company or the head of a government or the head of other organizations that are not real servants.
那就是说我们不要学习有些公司呀，或者说政府的领导啊，他们有的事没有真正的去服务啊，那样的一种，就是说那样的头啊，那叫做领导那样的，那有的事不适合我们啊。
Our example of obedience is our Lord Jesus, and our example of the superior is the Heavenly Father.
这个服从呢，他就说好像这个头好像就是我们的天父啊，这样的一种耶稣基督啊，他就用这样的一种服从在告诉我们另外一种比较神圣的一个图案啊。
And we know that their motive for authority and their motive for obedience is always love.
那就是天父和耶稣呢，这样的一种之间呢，好像是一种权利，也是一种服从，但是其实他们之间呢是一种爱啊。
We also know, as I reminded you, that obedience is to look at the paschal dimension. There's always going to be an element of suffering in obedience.
那我们在谈这个服从的时候呢，确实也有另外一个，就是说巴斯巴的奥吉一样的啊，这里边也包括了这种牺牲啊。
And it says in the letter to the Hebrews that he learned obedience through suffering.
我们在希伯来人书里边说，他从这个痛苦，中学会了服从啊。
So if we find that it's difficult to live out obedience, we should not be surprised by this. That's part of how we learn obedience is through suffering.
真的，我们也不要去惧怕啊，就是去学习这个服从。有的时候也可能从这个苦难中学会了服从。
And sometimes we are asked to do things by a superior that are very hard for us.
有的时候呢，我们聆听掌上的，结果那个事情呢，对我们来做说真的是一件很痛苦的事情。
Sometimes that's because we have a bad superior. Sometimes it's we have a good superior, but it doesn't matter.Ultimately, the obedience will help us to grow in holiness.
那就是说，不管我们的掌上是好的，或者说掌上是坏的，在这样的情况下，当我们聆听的时候呢，我们让我们自己呢变得比较神圣，变得比较完美一些了。
We don't always have the opportunity to change the superior, but we can change our own hearts and our own response to.Authority.
对，作为我们是个小修女，我们没有资格。我们说好了，这个掌上不合格，我自己换一下，该换衣服也换一个啊。然后，但是呢，我们不能改变这个掌上，也不能改变他给我的命令。那我们又改变我们的心态，去学着去接受。
Let me look for let's look together for a moment at the spousal dimension of obedience, and we can.Read from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 5.
好，我们看看这一段了哈。就是从那个夫妻方面的这个谈这个服从哈。罗弗所人书第五章二十一哈。嗯。
So, St. Paul, asks, requires husbands and wives to be obedient to each other.
就是说保罗呢，让夫妇双方互相的服从。
And so we can see that there's a spousal dimension of obedience. You are obedient also because you are a bride of Christ.
这个也是，因为这个夫妻互相服从和这个我们也一样，学会这个服从，基督跟教会啊。
And we could say that there is also a way in which Christ is obedient to you, or at least he serves you with his authority.
那基督呢，服从，这个服从它是一种服务啊。
Let's read this passage together from Ephesians chapter 5.
哎，让我们一起读读《俄弗所人书》吧，哈，这一段。
像基督是教会的头，基督又是教会全体的
This passage shows us the way that obedience should look, with authority being in the service of the bride who is obedient and trusts the bridegroom.
这个当然是一个服从啊，有的事儿听着不好看这个啊。这里边就是谈到一个服从，当然也谈到一个爱啊，就是作为太太对先生的这样，其实是彼此的啊。
So we see in the first verse that they should be obedient to each other.
他们应该是互相的服从啊。
And we can think about this in terms of our communities, that of course the members of the community should be obedient to the superior, but there is a way that the superior also needs to be obedient to the members.
那这互相的服从，我们可以把这个应用到我们的团体中，说我们听长上的，长上也应该听我们的啊，互相的领，就是服从啊，这样。
And that's because the superior is a servant. The superior is not a tyrant or a dictator.
那长上呢是一个仆人啊，他不是那种独裁者啊那样的人。
And so the superior needs to understand the heart of the community, the will of the community in order to serve the community.
那就说作为长上呢，应该了解这个团体啊，同时呢，要为这个团体的意愿，为这个团体去服务。
And then St. Paul says that wives should be obedient, should be subject to their husbands.
保罗在这儿说，妻子呢应该服从自己的丈夫。
But he also says that husbands should sacrifice themselves for their brides.
那同时来说，先生呢应该牺牲自己，为爱自己的太太。
He says that husbands should sacrifice themselves for their brides in a way that makes their brides more clean and more beautiful.
那就说先生做这样的巨大的牺牲，就是为了让自己太太变得更加的纯洁和美。
And I think any wife wants to be obedient to a husband who loves her like that.
那当然作为太太呢，愿意服从这样的丈夫。
In one way, for a wife to be obedient to her husband like that is simply to let him serve her and let him love her.
那一个太太呢，她之所以这样服从，就是为了让自己的先生呢，去爱他，去为他服务。
And again, this gives us a beautiful image of how a community should be, with the superior sacrificing herself for the members to make them more beautiful and more holy.
那团体也是一样的，这个长上呢，也是为这个团体去服务，让团体和他能够变得更加的神圣哈。And
the members trust her and love her and support her in that work.
那团体呢，对长上呢，也应该是一种信赖，一种爱，一种支持。
And of course, this is also a model for the obedience to the bishop or to the pope, and it's the way that the pope and the bishop should also use their authority to serve the members.
那从这里边也可以衍生，我们说教宗、主教等等这样的一些人。
And then let's look at another dimension of obedience in how it creates a greater freedom in us and a greater sensitivity of heart.
那我们去从这个服从里边也可以看到另外一个方面，就是说，让我们能够获得更大的自由啊。Obedience
can really make us more free to focus our energy on our own task.
就说这个服从呢，就是让我们能够变得更加的自由，让我们能够专心，就是我们这个任务上，我们的聚焦在我们那个任务上。
there will always be a temptation to do everybody else's work, but under obedience we can entrust that work to those who are assigned to it, and we can focus on our own work.
就是说我们不要去注重太多其他的，那这样的话给我们安排的工作，我们就说这个事儿我们是自由的，我们就去做我们自己该做的这个工作啊。
When I started my religious life, I was assigned to work in our college campus ministry.
就说当我自己呢开始修会的生活的时候呢，修会安排我去一个大学里边去做这个牧灵工作。
And I had some experience in campus ministry, and I felt that I could do a good job with that.
自己很感兴趣，我想我自己能够在这个方面做得更好。
And I was happy to spend some time serving the community in that way. But eventually, I was moved out of campus ministry.
在那儿做得很好，我也很喜欢，可是呢，时间不长，就是我被调离出这个大学校园啊。
It's a little challenging because our monastery is located on the same property as the college.
就说因为那个我们的这个会院呢，跟那个大学呢，其实也都是在一个校园之上啊。
So even though I was no longer assigned to campus ministry, I still lived in the same area.
虽然我不再做校园里边真的就是那个牧灵工作，但是呢，我还是在这儿附近住着啊。
And the other monks who served in campus ministry after me had a different style of ministry that did not appeal to all the students.
就是当然安排的这个新的人去做这个校园牧灵工作，那有的时候呢，他该出现的事儿没出现啊。
And some of the students who liked my style continued to come to me after I was no longer assigned in campus ministry.
结果呢，这里边的学员这些学生呢，有些人比较喜欢我做事的那种风格呢，因此没有看见那一个，好了，就来找我了。
There is a temptation then for me to think I'm better, I have the answers, I can do the best job in campus ministry.
那这个时候呢，对我来说就是一个很大的诱惑，我就感觉啊，我做的比这个好，我的方法是最棒的啊，我是比他优越了啊。
But obedience helped me to say, this is not my assignment anymore, and I could encourage the students to try and understand the new campus minister and work with them.
那我在想到这个服从圣宴的时候呢，我就会告诉我自己，也会告诉这些学生们，哦，因为这个不是我自己的工作范围应该去做的，我要告诉学生去找他们的新的这个校园的这个辅导神师哈。
I wish I could tell you that I did that perfectly, but I also failed sometimes, and I had to grow in humility and obedience.
就说自己呢，我也真的想告诉你，我做的多么的完美。其实呢，在生活中，其实我在做的事儿呢，也遇到了一些不完美。同时，这也是在帮助让我自己变得谦虚一些，然后能够去成长。
But it's true when we look around. At the church or at the world, we can see there are so many problems, and we can feel like I need to fix all of these problems.
那我们去看现实生活的事儿，我们也发现很多的问题。有的时候我自己想，我自己好像就是天主一样的，我可以就说解决所有的问题啊。
And in this case, obedience can free us and help us to say.I can't solve all of the problems. It's for somebody else to do. I can pray for them and I can focus on my part.
那就说服从圣愿了，让我自己让所有的问题。那这个时候呢，我就去做我自己的。那为做这些其他事情工作的人，我为他们祈祷，也希望他们能够做得更好。
God has not asked me to bring the gospel to all of China, for example.But he has given me this opportunity to speak to you, and I'm very happy to make my little contribution.
那就说天主呢没有召叫我让我向中国每一个人去传播福音，但是呢给我一个小的使命，就是今天跟你们在一起去谈论啊他的事迹。
And I expect you now to bring the gospel to all of China.
当然了，我今天也渴望你们能够去把这个福音 带给中国人啊，你身边的人。
So obedience frees us and helps us to focus on our part.
那这个服从圣言呢，也就是真正让我们自由，让我们能够去，专注于我们自身的工作啊。
Want to just look now at a little bit of canon law on obedience.
当然教会法律里边也谈到关于服从受愿的哈，我们来不妨看一看教会法律里边谈到的服从哈。
So maybe we can read this canon 590 together.
好，我们一起读一读教会法律的590条。
We could just read all of it.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all related. One of the things that the church tells us is the supreme authority really is God.
天主呢是最高的权威哈，那是我们应该服从，绝对服从的哈。
And then he has entrusted authority to his church, and the head of that is the Pope.
那就是说，天主呢也把这个权力呢给他的教会。这个教会的权力呢，在世上最高的代表呢，就是教宗。
And then authority is also entrusted to the law, the constitutions of a religious order.
从这儿演绎出来，就说这个法律也可以是我们的会限啊。
And then the superior of the religious order has to be obedient to the constitutions and to the Pope and to God.
那作为一个真正的宪章呢，就是作为掌上，也应该服从天主，服从教宗。
And the members are obedient to the superior, and to the constitutions, and to the Pope, and to God.
那我们呢，就是对我们的会宪忠诚，对我们的掌上应该服从，我们也服从教宗，当然更应该服从天主。
But the thing I want to point out is that the superior does not have the right to do whatever she wants.
那作为掌上呢，并不是说他想做什么就做什么啊。
Just like the bishop doesn't have the right to do everything he wants.
这个主教也是一样的，主教做事情的时候也必须按教会法律去做，而不是说他想做什么就做什么。
And even the pope has to be obedient to the tradition of the church.
那甚至呢，教宗也是一样的，他也要服从天主的法律，服从教会的传统。
So we are always in this structure of obedience. It's really a structure of relationships.
那我们就在这样的结构中去生活。其实呢，这种结构呢，也是一种关系啊。
And we are only obedient to our religious superior insofar as she is.Obedient to the constitutions and to the Pope.
那我们就说服从的掌上，我们掌上也必须去服从教宗和天主。
We should also add into this structure the, I think all of your communities are diocesan orders, and so your communities are all obedient to the bishop, who is obedient to the Pope.
那我想你们。基本都是哈，就是教区性的修会哈，也有国际修会吧。就是教区性的修会，你服从你们的主教，主教呢服从教宗。
But again, the point is that nobody has all of the authority. Everybody is in a structure of relationships of obedience.
那不是某一个人有所有的权利啊, 而是在这关系中, 这样的一种关系结构中, 啊, 在这个, 这样的一个结构中就有某些权利, 啊。
And obviously, just to make it very clear, nobody has the authority to command you to commit sin.
就说没有任何权利让可以命令你去犯罪, 啊。
The bishop cannot order you to break canon law or to break God's moral law.
就说即便是主教，他也不可以让人去做违反教会法律的事情，也不可以让人去做违反这个伦理道德的事情。So
I also included in this file some of the teaching of John Paul II on this vow of obedience.
那下面这一段呢，也是教宗让保罗释怀谈的一些关于服从圣愿的一些事情。
So it's worth taking a little bit of time to read this, but we don't need to do this together. You can do this on your own.
当然这个就不用花时间集体读了，你自己可以有时间就去读一读，去想一想。
And I think we can take a break.
差不多时间到了啊，有没有问题？啊，正在想啊，那你快点想一想问题。好了，我们休息一会儿。